much to say.
We're sort of confused with one thing and another.
Yeah, okay.
So what we would like is for you to tell us your the way you see it going forward.
Yes, okay. So there seems to have been some misunderstanding at some point injected into proceedings when the idea that we were trying to leave the Conservation Society, which is absolutely not the case, and we are unanimous. And we've had long discussions about it. We wish to stay as part of the Conservation Society. The main problem is the website.
Yeah.
We can't get stuff up. There's a lot of stuff to go up, and the researchers, the girls, the guys, they're champing at the bit to get their stuff published on a platform that works for the history group. That's what the issue is, and it isn't working on the Conservation Society website. So I said, well, look, I can show you how straightforward it is to set up a website at virtually no cost, which is what I kind of do. And I did one, and you've seen it, and that's what you can do. So they all went, oh, that's great. But we want to stay as part of the society, clearly, so can we not just link it? So there's a link, and it's linked on our site, linked on your site. Simple as that. That's it. That's really it. The other stuff is not, you know...
Right, well, ooh, let me put a light on.
Could I ask who we is?
There's a group of about 12, 13 of us, including Jane Barnes, Sarah Hodgson, Roger Brooks, myself, Lizzie, and some other people, I'm
not
sure you know.
Not as individuals, but what are you?
We are the history group. We are the history group.
The history group?
Yeah, it's a group of people.
This is the key word.
Right. Well, it's a group, it's a collection, it is also a society, it's an association.
The thing I think is confusing everybody is that there we have, as part of the Conservation Society, a history, heritage and archive group that exists.
It exists, yes.
I think it was Joyce ran it. Angela ran it at one point. Roger Brooks took it over at one point.
For 6 months.
So that history, heritage, and I came in to a regenerated, came in and tagged on to the end in the Foxer meeting.
You did.
Were you there?
Our first one, that was.
That was, well, it wasn't the first history, heritage, and archive.
No, it was our first.
But it was your
renewal
group.
Renew group because it had all fallen apart during COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, okay.
That was it.
Yeah. So that was there to do various things, and I think I went to talk to Roger, who didn't quite understand how to put stuff up on the Conservation Society website, and then we linked him into Anthony, Casey needing any help. And at that meeting, I said, if anybody has any problems with the website, sat at the end of the term, I don't want to be part of the group, then just shout. And then I didn't hear anything, but I did see the Felpham fall-in stuff not being going up. So presumably, at that point, they were having some difficulty.
There were some issues, I believe what happened was when you...
But nobody came and said anything to me. So there we have this History, Heritage and Archive group. And then suddenly it seemed to be that it had been sort of hijacked. By the same people.
Yeah.
Calling it itself something different.
Yeah. These are suggestions.
And a new website and so on. So all of that is confusing. Mm. All I'm saying, and it's a great website, lovely, great bits of research. Mm. I don't know who did the history bit there.
We all did. I mean, all various different contributors. Yes. Yeah.
And indeed some very worthy people on there. Jane Barnes has been with us for years, and others around. So it's sort of slightly confusing, that's all.
Okay.
But we don't know what's what. Suddenly up pops this thing. There seems to be a bit of antagonism.
And conflict, in a way.
Conflict, which is a shame.
And misunderstandings.
Yeah. So I think it's lovely. My solution to it, saying to Pamela, is that's fine. You're all doing a really good job. You know, fine. Do it. Call yourself the Felpham History Society.
If the group need and want to be with us as part of
your group,
it's a group. It's not a. We are the society,
like the beach cleaning group, like the allotment group.
But your history group would come under history, heritage and archive, and you would have your own history group there. But to call it a society would be totally outside of us, and you'd have to go on your own, basically, because we are the society and the umbrella to all these groups.
Is it something to do with the actual word itself, the meaning of the word itself?
Yes.
I thought it just meant like an association.
No, but we are the society, and we can't have a society within a society.
I see, okay. I don't think that's realised.
No.
We have said it a few times.
I'll take that back. Yes, I don't think it was said, but not clearly explained.
Why? It's been said more than once.
Whether it was semantics or whether it was something else, you know, that...
So that's the large one, because we would love to retain you all. I mean, they're our members.
Absolutely.
That you've got there, and we want them to stay members with us.
Of course.
And obviously, if you're the history group... in our constitution, we have to have a committee member from, well, two really, but I can say, and Maggie can say, we're in the history group, although we don't attend, but I'm a member of it. Mm. But we would need somebody from the history group to attend at our committee meetings to report what you're doing, basically.
Like all the other groups do, every committee meeting.
Yeah.
So they're all did to a point.
So they're all represented.
Yes.
They're all represented on the committee.
And all have their lead person come along. So what we would need, and Roger was and then stood down for personal reasons, I don't really understand why. So what we would like is somebody strong to join our committee and report at our committee and also be part of our committee.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll certainly go back with that because that's obviously important.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really important that we are represented. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
As you always
the thing about
before.
The H and HA, I think I got it, is that, I mean, the name is so unwieldy, and really, to what we're doing, it's just not relevant to what we're doing now. That's something set up before a lot of us remember. Yeah. So,
but that could be. You could be part of that as the history group.
Why not just remove H and HA completely? What's the point of having it? It's not going to get used. No one's going to change it.
It's up to you.
We could do that.
Just have the history group there. I think that would work.
I'm not a decision maker. All I can tell you is why it came about like that.
Yes.
But we can still include that, can't we? Yes.
All I can tell you is why it came about like that. It came about that because indeed it was history, but it was also heritage issues, which are different to history, to different things. Mm. You know, Blake was in there. There were other things in there, heritage issues. And the archive bit was that we didn't want to just go and do it. We wanted to store it. We wanted to keep it. We wanted to use it as an archive for the future.
Mm.
So that's why we called it History, Heritage and Archive Group.
Understood.
If Heritage and Archive aren't important...
Well, they are, but they can all be included.
I think the thing about...
It's obviously being kept.
It is. I think the thing about websites is that the role of a website has really changed, has really evolved. And now it is very much about a platform for keeping and archiving a record.
Yes. Mm.
And people can then go and research it and all that. They can publish there, you know. So I do think that it's kind of the role of the website on the internet has changed very much, especially with social media, where you send your quick messages, you know, and your communications. So I think that has kind of... made it evolve. It's evolved in that direction. So I think there's no need for H and HA. It's also extremely clumsy to do. And I think we'd all be very happy if that was kind of silently, and then the history group came up there.
Yes.
Now, the only thing, I mean, we do ask, and are there issues with getting data up on the website? I mean, for example, to link it correctly takes about 20 seconds, you know, to do it. So it's frustrating that, you know, I get frustrated with other websites that take a long time to update because it's so simple to do. And so how is your relationship with your
Well, you get on very well with Anthony.
Had, at the very beginning, Tony Lord did it for us.
He's a member of the history group, I think. Eileen is.
I know Eileen and Tony. Yeah. Eileen is a member.
Tony did the website.
Tony's not a member of the history. Eileen.
I know
them both. Yeah. He's a web guy. And
Tony has never wanted to be part of committees or anything like that. Right. And I, again, I know him very well. And he did it to begin with, but the problem was that he never had time to do stuff. We were always back at the queue. And then Jeff came along, and Jeff found Anthony Cardinal, who does lots of small things. He does the, there's a whole range of things.
Is that the chap who's not been very well?
No, Jeff is.
Jeff's not very well.
Jeff is our contact with Anthony.
And so he came along and he suggested Anthony.
Mm.
And Anthony set up our website, and I forget which platform it uses. It uses one of these basic platforms.
It's WordPress, I believe. WordPress. I mean,
and it's very straightforward.
That's what we use.
He keeps it going for us, and we pay the fees, whatever they are, the storage, whatever. He doesn't charge us anything unless he actually does some work for us.
Do you know who actually hosts the website?
No. He does now. Tony Lord used to have the registration for it, and we didn't know what to do with it. He didn't want it any longer, so Anthony's taken it over.
Okay.
When you say hosts it, which company hosts
you have to...
It doesn't have to... Well, I mean, usually there's a company which does things like sell you domain names, stores your data,
all that kind of stuff.
You have to have one initially to set it up. And Tony Lord keep was. All the information there, and they are responsible for backups, that kind of thing. They're responsible for updating their software. They're responsible for all sorts, maintaining the domain name.
I don't know who that is now.
And he's paying for it.
Okay.
We will have to pay him for hosting it.
Could I just ask you? I think you're asking about something different.
No, that's what Tony Lord had. He had, and I've forgotten he was registered for hosting.
It was under his registration.
And it was under him for years. And he had been paying it, and I've had to repay him the money.
Okay, so you know. Yeah.
So it is that, and we've transferred it over to Anthony. And there's records of it
somewhere. Do you know how much you're paying?
I don't. You'll have to talk. We might have to give you Anthony's
number. Some of them
number.
Overcharge. I mean, some of them are, it's a bit naughty. What they overcharge. It's not expensive, but all the prices are going up of these.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be overcharging us.
No.
I've never tested it.
No, I'm sure an individual wouldn't, but whoever's responsible for the hosting of it, and it's Tony unlikely Lord. To be him. He won't be a server manager. Unlikely. Well, might be.
I don't know.
That's what I'm rather saying.
Yeah.
Tony Lord, let me see.
So, for example, my work databases, which there are lots and lots of websites, are all held by a company in America.
My suggestion is...
And I pay them a fee every month to manage it.
If there's a... you guys have got get a solution, then talk to Anthony.
I think that sounds like a good idea, and a little chat with him,
and he's making suggestions.
Proper introduction, please. Obviously,
he's very, very easy. He lives in Sompting. So it's a bit...
You've got all his details, haven't you?
Yes.
Sorry, excuse my dog.
lives in Sompting,
not heard of Sompting.
Oh, that's towards Lancing.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Just off there.
That sounds like a good idea.
Nice chap to talk to.
Super.
And Pamela, my suggestion is that if there's anything to be changed with regard to the website, you let Jeff have...
We have to, if he can do it. But we've all got to have our tuppence worth here. Yeah. Everyone has to, like I said, I couldn't decide whether you record this. We all needed to agree.
Of course.
And it's the same with what we're doing with our accounts at the moment. I've been doing something else. And we've all got to agree or have the majority.
I mean, it's the same with us. If it's a majority, then it's... Of course, I mean, that's only fair. This is a... We live in a democracy.
Yeah,
we sure do.
So I can't...
I just got it then. Thanks, Pickles.
Oh, no.
It's hit you, is it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find. I had from. No, I don't know where it is. Tony Lord's got it somewhere. I've got a letter from him and an invoice. In fact,
I'm actually seeing Tony next week for a drink.
Have a word with him. He will know exactly what's what.
Okay.
And also show you what we've been paying, because he's been paying it along with a lot of others he's got.
Yeah.
Since for several years before. Beyond 3 years.
Yeah.
So we've now handed it over to Anthony.
Okay, so Anthony would be the person who actually did the tiny little bit of coding that needs to be on the website.
I don't know.
What we don't understand.
Right. That. See, I can do it.
Don't
give me access. I can do it. You know, I can do it. Or I can send you the code and somebody can drop it in. It is
mixed up.
But I have to say that I don't think Anthony would have any issue whatsoever.
No. Great, great.
If somebody wanted to take over part of it or take over all of it. You know, but other than what Jeff does.
But we've not just got it as a website, we've got it as a database as well. He's combined both. Mm. So our committee are the only ones that has access to the database and membership information.
Of course. Yeah.
The actual website is public.
Yeah.
But there's two parts to it, if you see, and he's combining both.
But I could sit down with a committee member who could provide access and I could in front of that person say, how about this? Click show, and they can approve it. It's really that simple.
Well, I've got access to most, but Jane Somerville's better at it.
You tell me how you'd like to proceed with that.
First of all, you should talk to Anthony.
Okay.
And ask him also if you can be linked in with your history group and how it could be done.
Yeah.
He'll talk you through it, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, again, it's incredibly straightforward. And, so we'd just be changing the name at the top of the entry to the history group and then having a link there and saying, there is a website dedicated to blah, 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 link. And, and then a link
and then
back
that
to
will
you.
Be under our history as well, all of it.
Yeah.
Yes, you've seen our website.
Of course.
And you've got Felpham Village.
Yeah. Yeah,
and under that, it's just the way it was set up. Yeah. I didn't particularly do it myself. Yeah. It's got various headings.
Anyway.
It's got Living History, which was the first project done there, which took all the shops, etc.
Yeah, and that needs updating as well.
It had all the heritage assets, including the listed buildings, etc.
You see, that's the heritage part of it.
Yeah, that can be there alongside... Quite happily.
So under the history group, we could have...
rework it, that's all.
Yeah.
It's names. Mm. It's just naming it.
Heritage, archiving.
You've
got Felpham Falling. No, we haven't got it on there yet. We want to have it on there.
The thing that is being put up there at the moment, which has had the hiatus, which is the Felpham's Fallen, which needs to be completed.
Yeah.
There's the blue plaques going up there, which Kevin and I'm doing.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
And,
that's really good.
So they're all going up. And then there may be other things that...